Okay, so you guys really went for it this time. Gratitude journaling, huh?
Seems simple enough, right?
It is. On the surface, at least. Just writing down things you're grateful for each day.
Three things. To be exact, that seems to be the magic number based on what you sent.
Exactly, three things. But obviously, there's more to it than that, or we wouldn't be doing a whole deep dive on this. So let's unpack it, shall we? What's the big deal with gratitude journaling? Why does it matter? And for our listeners, how can they actually make it work in their lives?
Well, first off, I think it's really interesting that, you know, this isn't just some new age fad. We're talking about a practice that has roots in some pretty old philosophies. You've got Stoicism, Buddhism.
Mindfulness, right?
Yeah, mindfulness and just like appreciating the present moment. That's a huge theme in both of those. And it's really cool how modern psychology has actually backed this up.
Yeah, researchers like Robert Emmons, I think his work was in one of the articles you sent.
Exactly. Emmons, he's done a lot of work on this. And he's shown that gratitude can have a real impact on our emotional well-being.
So it's more than just a feel-good thing. There's actual science behind it. But let's get specific. When we talk about gratitude journaling, what exactly are we talking about? And what are the benefits beyond just, you know, feeling a bit more upbeat?
Sure. So when we talk about gratitude journaling, it's really about this consistent effort to make note of the things, whether they're big or small, that we feel thankful for. And the research consistently shows that this regular practice is what really leads to lasting changes in our thinking.
It's not just a one-off thing. It's about building a habit.
Precisely. Now, as for the benefits, one of the key things that comes up over and over is this idea of increased emotional resilience. Basically, when you consciously focus on the positive through journaling, it's like you're training your brain to interpret challenges differently.
So it's not about ignoring the bad stuff?
No, not at all. It's more about building up this like mental muscle that helps you reframe difficulties when they come up. And they will come up. It's about being less reactive, less overwhelmed by them.
Okay, so more resilience. What else? Your notes mentioned a more positive outlook in general.
Absolutely. It's not about pretending everything is perfect, but rather about training yourself to notice the good things that are happening, even amidst the chaos.
It's like you're actively counteracting that negativity bias we all have.
Exactly. And then there's this benefit of mental clarity that comes from the act of writing itself. Putting your thoughts and feelings down on paper, or even typing them out, it can really help you to organize and process things. And there's even research linking gratitude journaling to reduced anxiety and better sleep. Pretty impressive for something so simple.
It is. But for someone listening thinking, okay, this all sounds great, but how do I actually make it happen? It's one thing to know about the benefits. It's another to actually put it in your practice, you know, day after day, especially on those tough days.
You're absolutely right. That's where having some practical strategies comes in. And one thing that can be really helpful is using prompts. You had some really great examples in your notes.
Like, what made me laugh today? Or what was one small victory I had?
Yes, those are perfect because sometimes you just sit down to write and your mind goes blank. But having a specific question to focus on can really help. It directs your attention and makes it easier to find those things to be grateful for, even on the hard days.
And you mentioned tying it to an existing routine, like doing it while you have your morning coffee or right before bed.
Exactly. Making it part of something you already do can make it feel less like an extra chore. And honestly, even just committing to writing three things down, no matter how short they are, makes it feel way more doable.
Okay, so we've got the why, the what, and the how. But one thing I wanted to dig into a bit more is this connection with mindfulness. It came up a few times in the research you sent.
Oh, it's a huge part of it. Because, you know, if you just rush through writing your entries without really being present, you're probably not going to get as much out of it. But taking even just a minute or two to focus on your breath to really arrive in the present moment can make a big difference.
It's like setting the stage for a deeper experience.
Right. And even simple things like noticing the feeling of your pen on the paper or the sounds around you, really engaging your senses.
And I remember a suggestion about asking, what am I taking for granted right now? That's a great prompt for cultivating that mindful appreciation.
It is. And that's what this is all about, really, shifting your perspective. Mm-hmm. Because as a lot of the research shows, gratitude journaling can help us move from a mindset of scarcity to one of abundance.
Meaning,
instead of focusing on what we lack, what we don't have, we start to notice and appreciate all the good things that are already present in our lives. You know, even those small everyday moments.
Like that perfect cup of tea or a message from a friend that brightens your day.
Exactly. And those small moments, they really add up. And over time, research suggests that this shift in perspective can lead to some pretty remarkable changes.
Yeah.
Increased patience, better decision-making, even greater self-awareness and self-compassion.
And we can't forget about the mental health benefits. There was that UC Berkeley study showing how journaling can actually lower cortisol levels, which is a key stress hormone.
And then there was that other study, I think it was from 2021, that showed a significant boost in life satisfaction after just 6 weeks of gratitude journaling. Really impressive.
It is. And I love this quote from Dr. Emmons. He said, "Gratitude journaling reprograms the brain to focus on positives, even in tough times." It's like we're rewiring our brains for happiness.
It sounds a bit cheesy, but that's essentially what we're doing.
Yeah.
And to keep things interesting, to make sure it doesn't become just a routine chore, that's where using creative prompts comes in.
Right. Like instead of just listing things you're grateful for, maybe asking, what act of kindness surprised me today? Or what challenge taught me something valuable?
Yes, those are great. And it's about finding what works for you, tailoring the prompts to your own life, your own needs, maybe even changing them up weekly or seasonally to keep things fresh.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. It's about finding what resonates with you. Now, let's be real. Starting any new habit is tough. There are going to be days when you just don't feel like it, or you forget, or life just gets in the way.
Oh, absolutely. But that's where being kind to yourself is key. It's not about being perfect. It's about making an effort and building that consistency over time. Tying it to an existing routine can help, as we talked about. And using prompts can make it easier to get started when you're feeling uninspired.
And tracking your progress, even if it's just marking the days on a calendar, can give you a sense of accomplishment and motivate you to keep going.
But what about for those who've already got a solid journaling practice? What are some ways to take it to the next level?
Well, there are lots of possibilities. Writing gratitude letters, for instance, can be really powerful. Or using prompts that specifically focus on challenges you've overcome and what you've learned from them.
It's like taking that gratitude even deeper. Exactly. You could even set monthly intentions, like sharing some of your entries with a trusted friend or combining journaling with mindful breathing exercises.
And reviewing past entries can be really insightful, you know?
Yeah.
You can see how your perspective has shifted over time. It's like a journey of self-discovery.
And there are even apps out there that can help you track your progress and offer new prompts. Or you could switch things up and try voice memos instead of writing. The possibilities are endless.
So as we wrap this up, it seems like the big takeaway here is the power of this seemingly simple act, taking a few minutes each day to write down things we're grateful for.
It may seem small, but the research is clear. It can make a huge difference in our mental and emotional well-being.
Less stress, greater happiness, more resilience.
Mm-hmm.
And all from a simple practice we can do anywhere, anytime.
And it's never too late to start. Whether you're a seasoned journaler or a complete beginner, there's always room for more gratitude in our lives.
So for our listener, we leave you with this question. How might actively looking for things to be grateful for change not just how you feel inside, but how you experience the world around you? It's something to ponder as you go about your day.